Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Greetings and welcome to a Friday edition of the Shotgun Start. It is July 29th. Andy, how are we doing?
Brendan, I'm doing great. I mean, what anticipation. I get to watch my Ironheads go to battle today. I've been waiting for this moment since I saw Kevin Na walking on Sunday night at the Old Course before the Open. I've been on pins and needles to see this team compete. You know, these great players compete.
At what point does the bit get old with the teams about being a
never
of the teams?
Never.
When is that going to get old?
I think when they're actually like real and fully formed, when it's a real league, when there's actual stakes. I don't know if there ever will be stakes, but when it's not just like propaganda and like players shifting for no apparent reason, and there's like, you know,
moving people around.
Yeah.
Like they're getting passed around.
Exactly. Like a guy losing. Being a three event majestic and only getting two out of it. But, you know, anytime, I think maybe some of the humor when Kevin Na's not a team captain, some of the humor might wear off when the Ironheads aren't captained by, you know, Kevin Na.
I just realized that this is the last episode of the month, but next episode will be a first of the month recording. So you'll have that. We have that to look forward to. I hope you can get through the weekend. While we're on live, let's do a little Friday. Let's do a little Friday rumor mill. Have a little fun with Liv. I got some good tips, you know, some verified, some, you know, less verified. This is a good one. This is
I don't know what these are. Does it involve DL3 potentially looking at diving in after his opening around 78 or whatever?
No. He was what, DFL or near DFL, right? Now he's on featured group. He's like the marquee group. All right, let's lead with one. All right, here's the first one. Liv Golf, that their group, they've gone dark. They're no longer responding or cooperating with US Integrity, which is this third party service that kind of controls U.S. Integrity, like, you know, verifies results, maintains competition integrity, obviously, and, you know, kind of mitigates the risk of match fixing when it comes to gambling.
Wow.
So they're not, I don't know if it's not cooperating or just didn't get around to the emails. You know, we're guilty of that all the time, too. Not returning emails, texts, things like that. So they're not they're unable to offer lines in a lot of places, Canada, a lot of states. I went on DraftKings this morning, FanDuel, like there are no live lines. Now that may be because they're PGA Tour partners. I've seen it tweeted about they are available some places, but apparently, you know, you'd think given all the money involved that there would be some sort of guardrails and guarantees against match fixing, but apparently they're not cooperating with this third-party service, U.S. Integrity. So it's an interesting one. It's a juicy one.
Well, that would be really something if they decided not to.
They're busy. They're busy. They may just get to email, and it's, you know, down the list of things to get to. But
I think they would want people to lean in, right? Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be on the gambling platforms. You want to be, you know, draws people into your sport. They can gamble on it. So that's one. Two, and this jumped out to me right away yesterday. They had this pro-am, right? This pro-am was kind of a circus. It reminded me of
lots of people asked to not be, have their name shared with the pro-am.
And then somebody put it out there. One of the influencers put the full T-sheet out there. You know how like the networks during the summer, like just come up. I think this was basically the rise or re-rise of reality TV, because there's just like summer programming. They throw everything against the wall and you get like celebrity boxing. It's like Screech versus, you know, fighting whoever, Flavor Flav. That's what that pro-am felt like. It was just like this like freak show of like just, you know, miscellaneous celebrity. You got Brian Urlacher, you got Donald Trump, you got Caitlyn Jenner. It's just a mix of like Stephen Malbon, like the grifter of all grifters. You know, I can't wait for the 6 month cycle of articles on him and how he's opening up new.
Yeah,
lanes
grow.
Golf,
he's growing,
you know,
the game.
Bullshit like that.
You know, he's growing the game through expensive limited drop apparel. It's just he's growing the game. Everybody's written, every big outlet's written that article. Oh, but
those articles are just ridiculous. Like that him and golf would be in the gutter without Malbon and McLemore, if we're being honest. You know, thank God that's what these articles would have you believe. So I'm looking at the pro-am tee sheet, this just mishmash of celebrities and, you know, weirdos. And I see Brett Falkoff. Now, you know, if you listen to this, you're probably into golf. You might know that name. He's the agent. He's Bryson's agent. I was like, wow, he's playing. Huh, that's interesting. Presumably, this is not like a PGA Tour program where it's like 40 grand for a foursome and a lot of it goes to charity. This is just like, let's fill the tee sheet. So Falkoff, I was like, he's probably got clients that are with the PGA Tour too. I don't know. He's playing in the pro-am. Apparently he got a call from the tour that said if he played, his credential would be revoked forever. Falkoff, if he played in that pro-am. So apparently he threw a shit fit and stormed off. He was scheduled to play with Matthew Wolf and I forget the other pro-am. So the pro-am, the guys who filled in for Wolf, they quit after 9 holes. They were like, we're done with this pro-am, Bedminster. So Wolf was like, hey, can we go in? That's great. These, you know, we don't have to entertain anymore. I'm going in. And Liv goes, no, you have to play the back 9. Liv tells Wolf, you got to play the back 9 with 2 random little kids. Markers. This is not as verified as the betting one. 2 kids, Jeff Knox. I don't know. Markers. And Wolf, I guess, was like, this is ridiculous. You're making me play with these kids. You know, Falkoff, I love the Falkoff getting a call from the tour. And apparently he walked off in the middle of the back 9 because he thought it was like BS that he was like out there just playing with these random kids.
He wanted to go spend time with his dog. That's the thing.
That's true.
He had to get home first to see his dog.
Friday rumor mill. That's who. I love the betting one. Falkoff getting popped, and then Wolf allegedly, you know, being told to stay out there and play the pro-am. That part I'm not sure is fully verified.
The best part about it, the best part is of all the guys, it being Matt Wolf.
Yeah. So
like
that's
the 22, 23-year-old kid that's you know,
yeah,
that wants to spend more time with his dog.
Any reaction to what you've seen so far with Liv? I mean, they had the big party. I gotta say, as a child of the aughts and late 90s, Nelly being relegated to like opening act while these two waifish little peckers, the chain smokers, get like the headliner. That is so disrespectful to Nelly. Like, I'm sorry. Nelly's
they're
made actual
like,
hits.
They're acting like Country Grammar never happened.
Oh, my God. It's one of the greatest songs of all time. And you've got the Chainsmokers.
Greatest albums.
Yeah. And I just, like, they tweet these images of these Chainsmoker guys. And I'm like, I'm revealing my age. But anyways, that looked like an interesting party. The pro-am looked pretty interesting. It's just an odd, eclectic mix of folks and grifters.
It's meanwhile, the DP World Tour is tweeting Lynx Golf in St. Andrews. The photo of.
I did see that. There's nothing like Lynx Golf. They got Paul Dunn playing shots off the wall.
The Kinnick's course, whatever the hell. The
Torrance, course. Right? Isn't Torrance. It Torrance? Sam Torrance?
Great,
nothing like it.
Great 1980s Lynx course.
We got some bad reviews about Dundonald. People have been out there.
Yeah, I mean,
the pros will just hit it to 110 and then wedge it in every time. Was what we were told. So for the Trust Golf Women's Scottish, that's good coffee golf, but maybe not ideal. Course of all that Scotland has to offer. Liv, I guess since we last talked, Henrik Stenson, you know, just he's a passive actor in this. Everything, you know, he did everything in his control to be the Ryder Cup captain. You know, he did everything he could. It was taken from him.
Unbelievable. Like
he had no agency in this at all.
He didn't say to them, I'm not going to live. Hey, we're going to give you this job if you promise not to go to live. That was the context of him getting the captaincy. And then he goes to live and he acts like he doesn't know why. He's not the Ryder Cup captain anymore. Like,
I did all I could.
It'd be like if you're dating someone and say you're dating a woman and she says, I want to be with you, but you can't sleep with other women. And then you go and sleep with another woman. And then she says, I don't want to be with you. Like, in saying, I don't understand why this happened.
I made every arrangement possible here to be able to fulfill my captain's duties.
Except for the one that they care the most about. That they put provisions in the contract. New provisions that have never been in the Ryder Cup captaincy contract.
And, like, this is my big thing with all these LIV guys. Like, they're not being precluded from going to LIV. But if they choose, there are some consequences associated with it. And whether you think those consequences are right strategically by the tours, that's fine. That's a separate matter. But there are consequences. And then they act like they're persecuted because they didn't know about it. I mean, Taylor Gooch might have actually not known about it. But other than that, they know what's on the table. They made
Taylor Gooch, wasn't he the valedictorian at his school?
I think second. What's the second one? Salutatorian? Something like that?
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, he was batting second, I believe. Well, that was somebody, you know, that could be made up. Anything else from the early reactions? So this is going to be a quick Summer Hours Friday episode.
One reaction I
Rocket
have.
Mortgage.
Looking at the Rocket Mortgage is Candid Fodder Charlie on the leaderboard. What happened to his live offer?
Did he ever have one?
Who knows?
Do you believe Greg Norman that top 50 players are being shut out asking for spots?
No, I don't.
I don't think that's
because
just Charles
Howell III right. got a long term deal. Like that? No, that's not happening. That can't possibly be happening.
I don't think that's we're at that point yet. I do think there are guys being told, you know, we're not interested. Luke Donald said he was asked to be a broadcaster. Did you see that?
That's so insulting to
Luke. Yeah, he's like, I mean, I know my game hasn't been great, but I was like, thanks, but no thanks. You know, get out of here with that. It's like Westy and Poulter. I know, you know, they've popped a little bit more recently, but that's not really, it's sort of an insult to Luke Donald. All right, that does it. That does it for early results or early reaction. Liv will go off at 1 o'clock. This as we record this Friday. Let's do an ad read for our friends at Gooder. What?
I guess Stenson won that Scandinavian mixed, but has Henrik Stenson been like significantly better than Luke Donald in the last couple years?
I mean, I'd say like it's sort of been a while for Luke Donald.
It has been.
Whereas Stenson could say more recently there was stuff. 2016 Troon, like I know that was 6 years ago, but more recent, I'd say, than Donald was really at the top of his game. But it was still, yeah, he said it was insulting. Let's do a read for Gooder. Sunglass season. It's August, almost August. We were without our Gooders over in Scotland. I don't know why. We packed everything. We packed a lot of rain gear. We got a good run of weather while we were over there, but we didn't have our Gooders. You can go to gooder.com. You get $25. They're all you know, polarized. You can mix and match. You get multiples. You get free shipping when you get the 50 bucks, which is usually just two pair. I'd recommend, I don't know if buying in bulk, it's not like a Costco deal, but I'd get multiples, put them in a car, put them in your backpack, whatever you got. This is one of the easier partners we've ever had. It's just a great product. It's not expensive. It fulfills a need. And I don't know, they've been easy to work with and they're easy to purchase. Use the promo code SGS, you get 15% off. I think I'm going to, I got to make a purchase this weekend. I think I'm going to get maybe a little.
Oh, I have a cart.
What do you have a cart? Fill your cart with options? Tell me what the names are. The names, there are other, I love this product. Otherwise, the names, I think the names are a little over the top. If we're being honest, I don't want to slam a sponsor, but I'd say that's where I have my one.
Well, they're just having fun. What else are they going to call them? The AS2004?
That is like, true.
Like, what?
Well, that's always the great debate with the clubs. Like, Titleist just goes basic, like a mixture of letters and numbers, whereas the, you know, the TaylorMades and the Callaways go nuts with, you know, the stealth bomber, rogue machine, war machine.
I've got Bosley's Basset Hound Dreams in my cart and Going to Valhalla Witness in my cart.
These are like full sentences. What? Yeah. These aren't names.
I'm going to check out now. I got to ship them. I got to ship them somewhere else, though.
Why? Jack Kerouac there on the road?
Well, you know, I'm going home for a couple family obligations. And
home game?
Well, my bags, my stuff's here in Central California, but I actually don't live here is kind of the thing that I've realized over the last few weeks. So it wouldn't be a new month without a multi-week trip somewhere else.
Oh, God.
So going back to Chicago for a couple of weeks, going back in the heart of August, the best time to be in Chicago. It'll be 98 and humid every fucking day. Oh, sorry for the
Bears swear. Training camp.
Maybe down in Bourbonnais.
Where do they play? Where do they do their camp?
Bourbonnais. It's like what south of the city.
Is it a college?
Yeah, it's like Olivet Nazarene, I think, a college. It's I don't know why they go down there. It's just hotter down there.
How are you feeling about the Bears?
Oh, they're going to be horrible. They are so bad. They're like, you have this rookie quarterback, or not rookie, second year quarterback, where you're hoping, and he's got a long release, right? And he showed some flashes, like some really good stuff, some bad stuff last year too. And they have like one of the worst offensive lines in football. They have without a doubt the worst receiving core in football.
Who's the coach now?
Eberflus. Oh, Matt Eberflus.
Yeah. You went to Matt and Ryan from Matt and Ryan. That's right.
But like, you know, I appreciate that we are putting band-aids on the team for once. And we're just like, all right, we got to restock the cupboards. We aren't trading away draft capital. We're doing a full reset. But at the same time, I mean, if this guy gets through the season without being injured and like shows some sort of like signs that he's a long-term answer at the quarterback position, I'll be happy. If they win, they might win four games. They're awful.
You know, that's sort of liberating though, just knowing that off the bat. You know, hope is what kills you. It's the hope that kills you.
Yeah,
I mean, as a Browns fan, it's always been kind of freeing knowing that you're by October 1st, you're good to follow other pursuits on Sunday. Speaking of Chicagoans, famous Chicago athletes, Luke Doddle.
Did we talk about Gooder's promo code?
You said SGS. Gooder.com. Okay. Mind your vowels. G-O-O-D-R. No E in there. .com. Get whatever. Basset Hound. And all the
Bosley's Basset stuff. Hound.
Yeah. Go there.
Go try out a new style. I tried out a new style. My wife said it doesn't work. So I'm going back to the
Why? Why didn't it work? What was her
she
critique?
Said it just doesn't work with my head.
Shape? So it wasn't a color thing. It was just the shape.
Yeah, okay. It was just didn't work. So
right.
You know, find someone that loves you so much they just tell you look like an idiot.
Yeah, I get all sorts of stuff.
She says, yeah. Like, you can't walk out the door with those on.
Oh, that's a pretty strong, not mincing words, denouncement there.
I think those for me were the $9 pour overs, the circular lenses. Just
You took a full cut. And
I tried something new. Tried.
All right.
said absolutely. She wears them now. So
okay. The circles, like the I gotcha. I see what you're saying. All right. Speaking of Chicago athletes, Luke Donald is the new, or reportedly, he can't confirm, reportedly the new Ryder Cup captain, with Stenson, you know, just having it ripped from him. They had no choice.
He
in the
didn't
matter.
Do anything to get there. They just took it away for no reason.
Makes sense. Luke Donald playing the Rocket Mortgage. There's an interesting mix. Did you see Ogilvy's playing the Rocket Mortgage? First PGA Tour event since like 2018, I think I saw. What's that all about?
I think he's just, I don't know. I think it's this thing where, you know, should Jeff Ogilvy be in tour events right now?
Well,
no. No, he shouldn't. You know, he's been just like kind of hanging out in Australia for a couple years. I think like they obviously have a design business that's kind of popping. They've got projects. They've got three projects in America that I know of.
You probably know of more.
Yeah, I think they got a few other ones.
Yeah, you can share. Okay.
But they've got three projects going on, and like, why wouldn't you come over? Like, this is the thing that if you give people the opportunity to play for $8 million, who wouldn't want to play? Like, what's like the worst case scenario? He gets hot, he plays one good round of golf, he makes the cut and makes like $50,000 this week. Like,
yeah,
you know, this is like, this is a thing. This is why I just don't understand what's going on with the tour, why Davis Love is playing. Why
in the future group.
You know, like if Jeff Ogilvy, and I will tell Jeff to his face, like if he wants to come back and grind, maybe he should go play the Korn Ferry Tour. Like if DL3 wants to grind, you got other tours for them to go grind on, you know?
Yeah. Why were they portraying DL3 like he was scouting like Del Torres and Young?
This is a pet peeve. This is just like, I hate this so much. I hate this. Oh, he's going to scout. Like, what does he need to look at? Couldn't he go walk inside the ropes and get just as good of a look? Like, why does he need to be playing in the group? What additional insight is he gathering from that? Why can't he? You know, did we not see what we needed to see from Cameron Young at the Open? Or like all the other tournaments that he's contended in? Will Zalatoris, what do we need to look at? Like,
and it has to be an official PGA Tour round where the look has to happen.
Yeah,
he has like, to be a part of it.
He's 58. I was wrong. He's not 55. He's 58. He's 58 freaking years old.
Yeah,
I heard that. I don't know. I saw somebody tweeted that the telecast was PGA Tour Live guys were pretty tough on him,
hammering him. I think they're that's disrespectful.
It's more guy, of a the mind what the mind wants to do, but the body's not able.
Oh man, I mean Davis Love is the I don't know. He they're like making fun of how far he hits it. The dude hit the shit out of the ball.
Yeah.
With old equipment. With
30
real,
years
real
ago.
Equipment.
30 years ago, he hit the shit out of the ball.
But, I mean, he put some respect bombed on his name when he he's not like, he's not a pooper.
Listen, he bombed it when he was
with
50.
Persimmon.
He bombed it when he was 50.
Yeah.
Still.
Yeah.
He's 58.
Right. I see Scott Piercy. I don't know. I'm just scrolling the leaderboard. Piercy was apparently one that wasn't getting a sniff from Liv. Well, they won't pay me, is what I heard was Piercy's claim. Which, you know, if that surprises you that he's not there.
It's, the Kitty Cat's in the mix.
Kurt Kitayama. So yeah, Luke Donald is playing. He's in the top 70. He's not, you know, in the DL3 zone down at T140. And he's now allegedly, reportedly, the captain. He's going to be this should have been the choice from the start, probably. People felt like Donald was appropriate choice. It seemed like they wanted to get away from the British Isles guys, or, you know, UK, Ireland-ish captains. He's the first English captain since Nick Faldo, or would be, which was, what, Valhalla. Seems like a good choice. He took a run at Henrik. He's like, he kind of popped off on Henrik. He's like, you know, I will see it through. I won't pull a Henrik if I'm given this opportunity. He thought like Henrik, he basically was like, dude, you knew what you were doing. You knew what the, when you sign up for that, that's your responsibility. And, you know, there had been rumors about him talking to Liv and, you know, he just went and did it. And, you know, they shouldn't have given it to him and he should have upheld his agreement. But he, I don't know, it was pretty strong words for someone who's probably his contemporary and his friend. And, you know, he called him out and said, I wouldn't pull a Henrik if I got the job. Good choice, bad choice, yeah, doesn't
great.
Matter.
I mean, like, what, I think it's a good choice. He was a great Ryder Cup captain. I think, yeah, like, he's a smart guy. I don't think he's, like, going to be the most, like, he's not going to be your McGinley talking about guile and heart.
Metal.
But if he puts the right people around him, I think he's a smart guy. And, like, you know, he was a great player. I mean, world number one.
Yeah. I there is the matter of, like, it becoming more of a continental game, though, right? I mean, you got the Hogards and
well, what were they going to do? They were going to go with Bjorn, right, who is the one that pushed them to go Stenson. With Stenson?
Right.
Like, you know, are you going to go with Dodo Molinari? Like, that would be another option. I thought that would have been, outside of Donald, I think that was their next best option, being in Italy, like, really smart guy that works with a lot of players on the European tour, with strategy, you know?
Yeah. Right.
I thought that would have been another good option. So, you know, listen, like, I think this was kind of where they had to go.
Yeah. They had to do it quickly too, apparently. I don't know, all sorts of.
They got to go get the Coliseum rented out again.
Luke Donald versus.
Fresh set of photos.
Well, let's go to. I did a Donald pre-pro flashback Friday. You go to precisionprogolf.com, use the promo code shotgun20 to get $20 off. I think that's an NX9. They have the NX10. I'm looking at the website right now. And they have like. The NX10 is like you can personalize it, right? And I got one that says a plate on it that's California Republic.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe I should get that.
They got a South Carolina one with a palmetto.
I wonder if they got a Central California one.
That's what I'm saying. You should get this California one. You could do like American flag. Oh, they got the maple leaf for our Canuck friends. You can put on the side of it. They've got these interchangeable plates. You use the promo code SHOTGUN20, you get $20 off. First class customer service, good people behind this. This is their focus. It's not like a big conglomerate. You know, I think some of these other rangefinders are just a little spoke in the wheel of a large conglomerate. These guys focus on rangefinders. We know the people behind it. The tech guys, the customer service guys, the sales guys, they're all good people. They support us, support, you know, no laying up others. Go to precisionprogolf.com, use the promo code SHOTGUN20, and they have come in to sponsor Flashback Friday for another year. Let's go to 2004. When Donald stirred up, we're talking about, you know, he's now going to be the face of this, I don't know, this clash, international clash. And it occasionally gets heated, right? Occasionally it gets heated. So let's go back to Luke Donald is basically an American, right? He went to school in Chicago, then lived in Chicago, now lives in Jupiter or wherever, Palm Beach, one of those. Very, very, quite American at this point. But he took a run at Americans thanks to Paul Casey. I don't think he wanted to get involved, but Paul Casey dragged him into this international row, which Casey said, we properly hate Americans. We wanted to beat them as badly as possible. This is November of 2004 at the World Cup, which we need to bring back. The two-man World Cup.
I think like the World Cup's event. A legit event.
It should be. So Casey and Donald were two.
Maybe
were teammates
we should
then.
We should bring the World Cup back. We give a purse of $1,000 to start. See what minor league tour guys we could get in there to start. Start there. Build from there.
Give us some precision.
Just like Liv. like yeah. just like Liv, get a few players right off the bat.
Just start. Roll it out quick, slowly. So Luke Donald, you know, Casey, they're asking about it. He's like, you hate Americans. Hate's a strong word. There was McGinley came in. He's like, you shouldn't use the word hate. You know, he was worried about them. And he goes, I stand by my words. I certainly don't hate Americans, but they do have a tendency to sort of wind people up. When they are chanting USA, there's lots of them, and it just makes you want to beat them even more. So this was after, would have been, what was 04? Oakland Hills? They just worked everybody at Detroit. That's the point I was trying to get across. They probably failed to realize it really sort of riles us and the rest of the world. And so he, you know, Luke is, Donald's just there, right? He's just next to him. And he goes, that's the point I was trying to get across. He's like, I actually don't hate Americans at all. It's actually Luke that hates Americans. Luke Donald's just sitting there. He doesn't want any part of this. He brings him in. He's his teammate. You know, Paul Casey, we've talked at length about how he's kind of a, I don't know, not, he's an odd duck, kind of bouncing around. And Donald like laughs. He goes, they won't let me back into the country where I'm based in Chicago. And he offers some insight. I think people who are not Americans can get upset with Americans quite easily. They seem to be very insular and make rash comments that are really quite upsetting sometimes. So this was referring to one Ryan Palmer. Ryan Palmer, the guy who, you know, what do we call him? The tugboat?
Tugboat.
Who attaches him? Palmer, I guess, after, you know, a couple of days after the Ryder Cup drubbing, he won on the nationwide tour. And he said it was the second strongest tour in the world. So that, like, pissed off Luke Donald. Apparently, he was referring to this Ryan Palmer thing. He won at like Disney or something on the nationwide tour and said it was the strongest, second strongest tour in the world. Those kind of comments force people like Paul to say what he says. I would have thought. I guess it's a reaction to the American way of thinking that they have the best country in the world and don't really need to leave their country. They have everything. I'll tell you, when we were in Scotland, we were, I was kind of like a send for the wife and kids moment, except for the fish and chips, apparently. This is a good point by Donald, or an interesting comment. I think it's a small percentage of Americans that have passports. Most haven't left the country. Because of that, they are in some ways a little bit naive. I've heard comments where they just think America is the be-all and end-all. I think a lot of Americans could gain a lot by exploring the world a little bit more. Interesting. So that got him in
shots
a lot of
fired.
Shit. Luke Donald. We got brought in. This is, you know, whatever. It's 20 years ago, 16 years ago. That got Donald, basically Casey just brought Donald into this mess. Casey then also popped off about Tom Lehman getting, while we're talking Ryder Cup captaincy. He goes, I don't think his appointment will be universally accepted on this side of the Atlantic. I don't think people really want to see him as captain. Taking a run, little Paul Casey at this point. He's young. I don't think people want to see Lehman as captain. We got a very, very good rivalry since 99. And I think a lot of people are just afraid that it might bring up a Brookline type situation at the K Club. So, and that's where McGinley kind of told them, you guys need to calm down. Hate is too strong a word. Back up. Also, Titleist broke up with Paul Casey. This was like a big international deal when he said we properly hate Americans. And Luke Donald got dragged. Luke Donald had to apologize. And it was like, you know, you there was context to my comments. And I guess Titleist ended their relationship. Speaking of sponsors breaking off with guys these days, Titleist ended their relationship with Casey. This was November. So the contract was probably coming up at the end of the year. And they were like, we're done. You're out.
Do you think UNICEF is looking to re-up with Paul Casey?
I don't think they're no longer with them. So, and yeah, Casey's like, it caused a lot of drama. Is like, you know, Casey was like, it's been hell since I made these comments and all this stuff. But they kind of doubled down when they were there.
Couldn't have happened to a better guy.
Seriously. So there's Luke Donald. He probably won't be taken, you know, now every word is sort of bulletin board material. So he probably, as captain, he'll have to.
Maybe we should try and wind him up. Get him on. Get him on the pod.
Like you were trying to do with Tyrrell in the course, St. Andrews. You could get Luke Donald on. That's your Precision Pro. Quick Flashback Friday. Quick Friday episode. Anything else before we sign off here for the weekend and for the month of July?
Who are you rooting for at the Live event? What team? What team you got?
Hudson Swafford's decrepit team, whatever that is.
He's a Netflix and the now? Two. The vacated Grand McDowell team?
Turk, Pettit, and Pyatt. They all make like $3 million and then they quit the game of golf, probably. You know? Who are you rooting for?
I mean, maybe the Iron Hats. I don't know. Definitely not the High Flyers. The Fireballs are detestable. I'd say that Smash with Brooks and Kokrak and Bland are pretty detestable.
They're bad. Yeah.
I mean, the Cliques are awful with Keimer, McDowell. I mean, and are then the four aces are just stacked. I mean, they got DJ Reed and Gooch. They're by far the best team.
Pat Perez, right? Shooting 85 and making $1 million.
Bryson's team's gotten pretty good too with Casey and Howell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess I'll go, you know, I like that you've gone with the upset pick.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm going to be rooting for Torque, you know, who's Hideki's future team. Tanahara, Kinoshita, Inamori, and Kazuba.
Okay. Interesting. While we're on the subject,
it'd be like the Cavs winning without LeBron back in the Danielle Marshall years.
Danielle Marshall. While we're on the are you excited?
Who's the point?
See...
It wasn't Gibson. Who was the other? Mo Williams?
Mo Williams. We had Ira Neuble.
You had Larry Hughes.
Larry Hughes. That was a big acquisition.
Big Z? Jonas Ilgauskas? Yeah. That was the squad. You know,
Big Z might be an egghead. He might be a big fan.
Seen some pro shop orders.
Anyways, are you excited to see Bedminster as a venue?
No, I'm not.
We're going to finish Rumor Mill Friday with one more from a source, friend of the program. Nice. Liv still has no agronomist, we're told this morning by someone in the industry. Apparently, Slugger just tells the superintendent at whatever course they descend upon, greens, 12 and a half, rough 3 inches, you figure out the rest. So, I guess...
I kind of like that.
Yeah. I mean... The players would have their thumb on the scale, right? I mean, they would throw a hissy fit if it wasn't predictable. It's like, we want a speed of the greens to be this and the rough to be this every week. So that's where they're at.
Can I talk about one other thing?
Yeah, it's your podcast. We can talk about whatever we want.
If you click on the Boston event, it still says that the teams will be decided by a draft. It's
the website
they
has
are.
A lot of holes in it. Yeah.
They are. Yeah.
Apparently, in the press release, they referred to Henrik Stenson. He's joining his fellow Englishmen on the Majestics. There's just so many errors in all this stuff. So.
You think Prison Mike would have better control?
Who's Prison Mike? What is that?
Tron
Magic
was
Mike?
Tron was calling.
Dirty Mike.
Yeah, Dirty Mike. I was thinking about Prison Mike from The Office.
Oh. Englishman Henrik Stenson. All right, that does it. Everyone enjoy your weekend.
Anecdote. Cameron told me.
What?
So we're on this transcontinental flight or whatever you call it from Edinburgh to Cameron says the guy next to him on the plane the whole way from takeoff to landing watches The Office and is just like dying of laughter.
No, 6 hours of Office?
6 hours. And it's just dying.
7.5 hours.
And I said to him, I go, like, you know, the thing about it is, you know, that guy has watched all those episodes five times.
God. Nothing else? Just Nothing The Office else. The whole way across?
The Office the whole way
Maybe
across.
Read an article or listen to him. All right. Interesting. All right.
Just an Office marathon.
Everyone enjoy your Fridays. Enjoy your weekends. Thank you for your continued support of the podcast. We'll be back on Monday to recap a weekend of golf.